WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper. He's been in the role for 16 months, but the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is ending the week without a job. The BBC's Chris Barrow has the story.
President Trump has fired the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, halfway through his four-year term, in an unprecedented shakeup of the top military leadership. General Brown is only the second black officer to serve in this position, and his dismissal is seen as part of a campaign to rid the military of leaders who support diversity, equity, and inclusion.
And Chief of Naval Operations Lisa Franchetti and Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force James Slife are also being replaced. Cuts this week to the IRS amount to about up to 8% of the IRS workforce, and we are told the cuts are not over yet. CBS's Nancy Cordes on those who got a pink slip at the height of tax season.
CBS News obtained an email that was sent to IRS workers this week. It said those being fired were newer probationary employees who were not deemed as critical to filing season. Lily Batchelder is a tax policy expert and served as an assistant treasury secretary under President Biden.
I just don't see how, when you suddenly fire thousands of employees in the middle of the filing season, that is not going to put the filing season at risk.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has removed Fire Chief Kristen Crowley from her position. Bass on one of the reasons for the termination.
After the fires were out, after the rain had stopped, that a full investigation would begin. One step of that investigation was to do an after-action report, of which she refused.
Ronnie Villanueva, who retired from the department 7 months ago after more than four decades, will now serve as interim fire chief there. The Associated Press has filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over freedom of speech. Our Linda Kenyon from the White House.
The lawsuit comes after the White House began restricting access to Associated Press journalists. It cites what it calls an unconstitutional effort by the White House to control speech after the AP did not change its style book to say Gulf of America instead of the globally used name Gulf of Mexico. President Trump changed the name to Gulf of America by executive order. In the lawsuit, AP says, quote, the press and all the people of the United States have the right to choose their own words and not be retaliated against by the government.
Known for its chicken and tight orange shorts, Hooters of America may soon be known as yet another chain restaurant filing for bankruptcy. Bloomberg says it's preparing for a potential bankruptcy filing as it works with creditors on a plan to restructure its operations. Hooters has about 300 restaurants nationwide. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks beating the Clippers at Fiserv Forum, 116-110. Giannis Antetokounmpo back after missing six games, leading the team with 23 points in just 24 minutes of playing time. Head coach Doc Rivers, though, pleased with the team's defensive performance in the fourth quarter.
I thought we guarded the ball. I thought our length was a major factor out there. I thought Brooke, Jericho, Giannis, Kuz, all just their length. That was big for us.
College basketball, Marquette on the road against Villanova. Shaka Smart says whenever the Golden Eagles play at home, he's inspired by the banner that honors two former coaches.
I look up in the rafters and I just think about those guys, and I think about Al McGuire and Hank Raymond's. Just what they put into this program, how they created success, the fact that they went through adversity just like we do. Their road wasn't always a smooth one.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Trust fund kid Elon Musk has drawn a lot of political criticism lately, but now he's under fire for being a bad parent from his own father. Errol Musk appeared on the Wide Awake podcast and said that his son will probably shoot him for saying this, but Elon is not a good father. This comes after rumors that Musk had fathered a 13th child, somehow with 16 women. Should probably fact check that. It's important to note that just a couple years ago, Errol Musk admitted to having a second child with his stepdaughter, who was only 4 years old when he married the child's mother, according to Rolling Stone. Errol and the girl's mom have two children of their own, as Musk apparently wanted his future baby mama to have playmates. For the record, Rolling Stone also reported that Elon Musk is not a fan of his father. He called him a terrible human being who has done every evil thing or crime you could possibly imagine, which is probably why they decided not to have kids together. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and not as cold tonight, a low in the low teens. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, a high around 30 and mid-30s with increasing clouds Sunday. Much above average temperatures continue through next week with some minor chances for rain. It's 14 degrees right now.
Maggie Dawn.
Monday, we kick off at 2 p.m. with a discussion of Maggie's metrics. What makes local officials and elected judges good, bad, or just downright ugly? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumah Mubarak. It is the end of the week. It's the beginning of the weekend. And the rest of the country is getting the cold that we had here about 4 or 5 days ago. It was like, you know, down in the teens and 20s, and it was really cold here in Portland, unusually cold. And now, well, polar vortex time. I saw a whole report on CNN. Well, let's talk to the meteorologist. He never once mentioned that the polar vortexes are happening now, and they never happened 30, 40 years ago because the ice has melted in the Arctic because of global warming. They just never mention it. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. Yes, we are the villains now, and it's about to get a lot worse. Also, Trump is about to seize control of the post office. Is voting in mail by danger? By mail in danger? And Gail Vallimont is running for Matt Gaetz' old seat down in Florida. She will be with us at the bottom of the hour here in this first hour of the program. In the second hour of our program, remember their lies about Haitians in Springfield eating cats and dogs? Well, now they're deporting them, many to a certain death. They've just, Trump has just suspended their temporary protected status. Also, we're going back. The Proud Boys and Oath Keepers plan a presser at the Capitol they stormed. Anything wrong with cop killers returning to the scene of their crime? And a creepy Missouri Republican wants to set up a registry of those at risk of seeking an abortion. It's getting weird out there. In the third hour, can we all be like Chris Clue? I'll tell you about that. Also, you need to have a bird flu plan if you have cats in your house, or they may well die. And I'll let you know why and how. And so far, it appears that dogs are safe. This is an interesting disease. But to begin, the opening, my op-ed, my daily take over at HartmanReport.com is titled, Yes, We Are the Villains Now, and It's About to Get Worse. I'm responding to a post by Adam Kinzinger, the Republican, former Republican congressman, who asked this question no current Republican politician appears to be willing to ask out loud for fear that Musk or Trump or some other right-wing billionaire will use Citizens United to, you know, blow them out of the water politically by dumping millions of dollars into a primary. He says, as I watch the behavior of our political leaders, the comments of an ever-increasing unhinged Trump, and the growing indifference of many Americans toward our role in the world, I have to ask a painful question. Are we now the bad guys? You know, it's a hell of a question. Our nation's founders overthrew a king starting in 1776 and paid a huge price for it. Altogether, 17 of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence were wiped out by the war they declared. When they signed that document, which said we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor, that wasn't just rhetoric. It was a statement of fact. The moment that they signed that document, each one of them legally became a traitor and was sentenced to death by the ruler who controlled their lands and their homes. One of the wealthiest of the signers was a guy named Thomas Nelson of Virginia, but the year after signing the Declaration, the British had seized his home. He and George Washington
When he and George Washington attacked the British in his hometown, Nelson encouraged Washington to attack his own home with cannons because British General Cornwallis had taken over his home as his headquarters. The house was destroyed, and after the war, Nelson, who had borrowed against his home to help pay for the Revolution, was unable to repay the loans and died in poverty at the age of 50, lost everything. The wealthy Philadelphia merchant Robert Morris lost 150 ships at sea in the war, wiping out his small fortune. He died destitute. Signer William Ellery of Rhode Island similarly lost everything, as did Virginia's Carter Braxton and Benjamin Harrison, Pennsylvania's George Clymer, New York's Philip Livingston, Georgia's Lyman Hall, and New Jersey's Francis Hopkinson. The British destroyed New York's Francis Lewis's property and threw his wife into such a hellhole of a jail that she died 2 years later. Three of South Carolina's four signers, Edward Rutledge, Thomas Hayward Jr., and Arthur Middleton, were captured by the British and held in a filthy, unheated prison and brutally tortured for a year before George Washington freed them in a prisoner exchange. New Jersey farmer John Hart's wife died shortly after he signed the Declaration, and his 13 children were scattered among sympathetic families to try to hide them from the British and the conservative loyalists. He never saw them again. He died alone, racked with grief, just 3 years later. New Jersey State Supreme Court Justice Richard Stockton took his wife and children into hiding after he signed the Declaration, but conservatives loyal to the crown turned him in. He was so badly beaten and starved in the British prison that he died before the war was over. His home was looted, and his wife and children lived the rest of their lives in paupers. Altogether, nine of the men in that room died. Four lost all of their children as a direct result of putting their names to the Declaration of Independence. Every single one of them, all 56, had to flee their homes. And after the war, 12 returned to find only rubble. Every one of them, just like, by the way, every soldier in our military right now, were willing to fight and die for the idea of democracy in America. Because in 1776, it was just an idea. And now, after 236 years of existence, Donald Trump wants to, you know, bow to Putin, tweets a picture of himself with a crown on, a gold crown. America is on the verge of becoming an entirely different type of nation. You know, we've pretty much always been on the side of democracies. I realize we've had some failures along the way, but by and large, we fought against the fascists in World War II. We defeated them. We created strategic alliances in Asia and Europe. We led the fight to create the United Nations. And now we're joining Russia, this century's dictatorial imperial power. Next Monday is going to be the third anniversary of Russia's brutal invasion of Ukraine. Marco Rubio, a couple of years ago when he was a senator, said, and I quote, "Vladimir Putin is an authoritarian thug who is accountable to no one. I don't think that what Vladimir Putin exhibits is leadership. I think what he exhibits is thuggery, and we should be clear-eyed about that. At the end of the day, Hillary Clinton was part of the single biggest blunder ever when it came to Vladimir Putin, and that was the reset with Russia," end quote. Yeah, blunder, being nice to Putin. Today, little Marco is talking about the incredible investment opportunities in Russia. If you're a billionaire, if you're a big American corporation, hey, we're going to open the door. Lindsey Graham, just last year, stood next to Zelensky in Washington, D.C., shaking his hand and saying, quote, "You're the best kind of ally. You fight the Russians, so we don't have to." Today, Graham, like every other House and Senate member, Republican, except for Tom Tillis, who had the courage to speak out yesterday afternoon to a largely empty chamber of the Senate. Today, Graham has been cowed into a terrified impotence, unwilling to do anything to stop or block America's new dictator-friendly, democracy-hostile foreign policy. Our military is being purged along hard-right ideological lines, as was the Department of Justice. The FBI is next, although reports suggest that's already started. Virtually every major government agency is under attack by the Doge hackers. The American government is being crippled. And Putin, no doubt, is ecstatic. In fact, that's what we're hearing from Russian media, is that Putin is so happy with what Trump and Musk are doing right now. I mean, even our defense budget is scheduled to be cut with a chainsaw. At the very moment that Russia and China represent the biggest threat they've ever, at least in my lifetime, ever represented to the United States. They shut down children's cancer research, Alzheimer's research, food and drugs for the world's poorest people. They're laying off FAA employees at a time when planes are falling out of the sky. They're gutting the staff that processes your Social Security tax and Medicare payments. They're tearing our government apart. Apparently with the goal of replacing it with something quite different than America has ever experienced before. An entirely new America, a royal America, an America of, by, and for the morbidly rich. One that resembles the vision that petrobillionaire David Koch laid out in 1980 when he ran for vice president on a platform calling for the end of all federal agencies, essentially, except the Pentagon. And they're doing it as fast as they can, wrecking our country, because they know if they were to do it piecemeal, if they were to do it step by step, we'd stop them. Our media and our free speech rights are under attack. Trump has sued all three major networks. The new FBI director has sued a Substack newsletter writer for millions. Trump even sued a small Iowa newspaper and their pollster. Chuck Schumer and Robert Garcia both spoke out against this, and now one of the U.S. attorneys has written threatening letters to both of them. Schumer went to the floor of the Senate to apologize for having said about the Supreme Court and the Dobbs decision, quote, "You've released the whirlwind and you will pay the price." Republicans could stop this. Every soldier in the American military is willing to die for this country. And yet these Republicans aren't even willing to raise their voices. When Rhode Island's Stephen Hopkins signed the Declaration of Independence, he remarked to his friend William Ever Ellery that my hand trembles, but my heart does not. But Virginia's Benjamin Harrison, who weighed nearly 300 pounds, said to Massachusetts's Elbridge Gerry, the guy that we named gerrymanders after, who was a short, thin man, he said, "With me, the hanging will be over in a minute, but you'll be dancing in the air for an hour after I'm gone." Will any Republican in today's House or Senate, the bodies that those men created, will any Republican find even a fraction of the courage of those who founded this nation? The people of America, and frankly, of the world, are holding their breath, waiting for that answer. 17 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's your media support group for We the People. We'll be right back with your calls.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Earl Ingram.
The one and only Professor Bob Harvey has graced the airlines with us. Let's go to Vincent.
With this new administration, African-American history is under assault. To Professor Harvey, how important is it for us to fight back, not only for Black History Month, but throughout the year?
African-American history is not going anywhere. Start digging into history. You find out that long before the Mayflower, Blacks were already here.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"When the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out."
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Native Path is made with only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, as they make up about 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything. Coffee, smoothies, soup. Because Native Path's recipe is a peptide formula, it's more bioavailable and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our coffee in the morning. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call if you want to talk to a real human being with questions about usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. So visit getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman. And start your transformation today. Getnativepath.com/Hartman. Held the line.
Fought the wars for what was right. Raised our flag against the tide. Now we kneel beneath the night. Whispers in the halls of power. Echoes of a shattered vow. Turn the page another hour. Yes, we're the villains now. We told.
Wild stuff. CPAC is going on in D.C. I stopped going a few years ago. Used to go regularly. I mean, it used to be a rather rational thing. Now it's turned into basically a Nazi fest. And sure enough, Steve Bannon threw out the Nazi salute at CPAC yesterday. And, you know, this is becoming a popular thing now in the American right. And as a result, the Jordan Bardella, who is the leader of France's far right party, who was supposed to come and speak, says he's not coming. Bannon threw the Nazi salute, and that was enough for the French far right to say no. That's a road too far. That's a bridge too far. Bernie Sanders is doing his tour out in the Midwest, his anti-oligarchy, anti-fascism tour, and every place they book, they end up having to book new and larger venues because so many people are showing up, so many people are signing up to show up. I mean, this is pretty amazing. And finally, Donald Trump is apparently expected to take control of the U.S. Postal Service and fire the Postal Board. This is from the Washington Post, Jacob Bojage. Donald Trump is expected to issue an executive order as soon as this week to fire the members of the Postal Service's governing board and place the agency under the control of Commerce Department Secretary Howard Lutnick. I believe Howard Lutnick is a right-wing billionaire. He's in charge of the Commerce Department. He has openly advocated privatizing the Postal Service. And he's overlooked this transition team that was vetting people to replace Louis DeJoy. Why did they want to replace Louis DeJoy? Because he delivered ballots on time. I'm making this up. This is crazy. Ahead of the 2020 election, Trump said the Postal Service was incapable of facilitating mail-in voting because the agency couldn't access the emergency funding that he was blocking. But they did it anyway. They delivered 97.9% of ballots within 3 days. And that's why Trump hates DeJoy now. I mean, the Postal Service was founded in 1775. Before we were even a country, its first postmaster was Ben Franklin. In 1970, it became like Amtrak, it became a government chartered, a federally chartered standalone corporation, where the Postal Board of Governors is appointed by the president and passed, you know, approved of by the Senate. And now you've got several members of the Postal Board of Governors saying that they are preparing for this with a lawsuit. They're going to sue Trump if he tries to replace them. DeJoy, of course, has already given his notice. I'm guessing he had advance notice that this was coming. Wild stuff. So, April 1st is no joke. Time to elect Gay Vallemont. I'll tell you about that, and she will be with us right after the break.
Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
Stick around. This is How We Take America Back. I'll be right back with you.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
CBS News special report. It's a Friday night purge at the Pentagon with President Trump firing multiple high-ranking members at the Department of Defense. That includes the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Air Force General C.Q. Brown, the nation's highest-ranking military officer. Nominated as his replacement is three-star Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Kane, nicknamed Raisin Kane.
Kane has a curious background in that he spent a significant period of time in the National Guard and then returned to active duty, which is very unusual to then be elevated to be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs Staff.
CBS News national security consultant Jeff McCausland. CBS News Pentagon reporter Eleanor Watson has more on who is out.
Admiral Lisa Franchetti, who heads the Navy and was the first female to be a member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He's also replacing Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force General James Slife and the Judge Advocate Generals for the Army, Navy, and Air Force.
CBS News special report. I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. More odd yet not surprising news from the Kanye West camp. The New York Post reports that those close to Kanye say he is inhaling nitrous oxide, or laughing gas. Love that stuff. The Post reports that the drug was a major issue between West and recently estranged wife Bianca Censori. According to the Post, West reps are blaming his dentist, Thomas Connolly, for getting him hooked on nitrous again because it messes up his memory, adding that Connolly wants to steal millions of dollars from the rapper. How much cash does Kanye carry on him when he goes to the dentist? Yeah, I'm talking to you. One of the most famous scenes from the film Taxi Driver was Robert De Niro's character, Travis Bickle, asking that very question. De Niro recently appeared on Live with Mark and Kelly and said the whole scene was improvised. Bobby D was nominated for an Oscar for the role. Plans for a sequel to Taxi Driver were ultimately scrapped in 2013 because Martin Scorsese was unhappy with the script. Apparently, there were not enough ad-libs in the world to save it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks beating the Clippers at Fiserv Forum, 116-110. Giannis Antetokounmpo back after missing six games, leading the team with 23 points in just 24 minutes of playing time. Head coach Doc Rivers, though, pleased with the team's defensive performance in the fourth quarter.
I thought we guarded the ball. I thought our length was a major factor out there. I thought Brooke, Jericho, Giannis, Kuz, all just their length. That was big for us.
College basketball, Marquette on the road against Villanova. Shaka Smart says whenever the Golden Eagles play at home, he's inspired by the banner that honors two former coaches.
I look up in the rafters and I just think about those guys, and I think about Al McGuire and Hank Raymond's. Just what they put into this program, how they created success, the fact that they went through adversity just like we do. Their road wasn't always a smooth one.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and not as cold tonight, a low in the low teens. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, a high around 30 and mid-30s with increasing clouds Sunday. Much above average temperatures continue through next week with some minor chances for rain. It's 14 degrees right now.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will break down all of the most recent news and how it affects all of us here in Wisconsin. Plus, this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
And Gay Valamont is on the ballot as a Democrat running for Congress in this special election. GayForCongress.com. G-A-Y for Congress is .com is the website. GayForCongress.bluesky.social over on Blue Sky, @GayForCongress on Twitter. And Gay Valamont, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Tom. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for showing up, and thanks for running for this seat. This is just spectacular. Tell us about the district and about your hopes for this election.
Yeah, our district is made up of active duty military, veterans, and civil servants. We also have a large contingency of farmers and people that are currently losing benefits and their jobs. It's my hope in this super red district that they will vote this time for their interests, because Donald Trump has taken their jobs away. Pardon me. It's President Musk. That's what I meant.
Yeah, I get it. So Gay, tell us about yourself.
Well, I moved to Florida in 2014 from downtown Atlanta. I'm an athletic trainer. I work in sports medicine. My husband and my 3.5-year-old moved to Florida just to escape the city so that our son could ride his bicycle outside. So, we settled in Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, Gulf Breeze, and we dug into the community and loved this place. I became a gun violence prevention activist with Moms Demand Action in Florida, and I was the chapter leader. We had 32 local groups throughout Florida, and I spent most of my time in Tallahassee batting down bad gun bills. And then in 2014, as life does and kicks you in the teeth, my perfectly normal 44-year-old husband was diagnosed with ALS.
Oh, my.
And then 6 months after that, my perfectly normal son fell down at school. And 10 hours later, we were life-flighted to Miami, where I was told that he had a terminal brain tumor. So I was there, primary caregivers, until each of them took their last breath. My son's been gone 3 years, and in April, my husband will have been gone 3 years.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear, Gay. Well, you seem like a strong and resilient person. Here you are running for Congress. I mean, it's just after that sort of thing, that would knock down most people down pretty badly. I'm sure it knocked you down pretty badly. What are the issues in your district? What are, you mentioned, the Musk taking a chainsaw to government. Think that most of the military, you've got a large military contingent in this district. Do you think that they get it?
I think they do. I think that a lot of people are getting it. A lot of our general contractors are complaining that with tariffs, their building materials are going to go up, and now they regret their vote for Trump. We're also seeing our federal workers who go to the bases, turn the lights on, answer the phone. You know, that's what the Musk administration considers to be the deep state. And these people are our neighbors. They go to church with us. They work out at the gym with us. It is going to devastate this area. We have over 20,000 civil servants. Some stories are coming out, but also our federal parks, they've all been fired. That was in the last 2 days. And I have two federal parks less than a mile away from where I'm sitting right now. So that is a large group of people who have just lost their jobs.
That's amazing. And who are you running against in this election?
Yeah, well, this is, you know, I ran against Matt Gaetz, who was the national figure, bad boy, completely different election. And now I am running against a guy named Jimmy Patronis, who is the CFO of Florida, who does not live in our district.
What does CFO mean? Chief Financial Officer?
Yeah, Chief Financial Officer of Florida.
For the state. So he works for Ron DeSantis.
He works for Ron DeSantis,
right,
and handpicked for this district because it's super red.
Mm-hmm.
And he believes he can come in and steal the seat from these people who were already duped by Matt Gaetz.
Even though he doesn't live in the district.
Even though he doesn't live in the district.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
And he's a, I'm assuming he's a MAGA guy.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Certainly. And his entire platform is, I am here to serve Donald Trump.
Wow.
Not the people of Florida's first.
Yeah, I get it. We're talking with Gabe Vallimont, who is running for Congress in one of the three special elections this year that may well determine whether Mike Johnson continues to be the Speaker of the House of Representatives and whether the Republicans continue to control that body. Gabe Vallimont is running in the Florida district that this is Florida's first district. That used to be Matt Gaetz's district. GayForCongress.com is the website. Gay for Congress on Twitter and Blue Sky. So, Gay, how can people support your candidacy? What can people do? I'm assuming going to GayForCongress.com and contributing, you know, throwing
Absolutely.
A few bucks your way would help out. But there have to be other things people can do?
Certainly. We are pulling out all the stops. We have phone banks on Mondays and Tuesdays. We are calling every Democrat at least twice. We are canvassing. People from other states are coming in with their contingencies. We have to touch every Democrat and talk to independents. I got 50% of the independent vote last time, and 50%, and then 15% of the Republican vote.
Wow, that's great.
If we get that, well, you know, we have moderate Republicans here who see what's happening and understand that government has to come together to solve the problems. And that's what I'm all about. And I hope that people will see through the other candidate and do what's best for this district.
Yeah, I'm with you. And the thing that most people don't realize about, well, maybe they do if they think about it, but, you know, we tend not to, about special elections is that they're really typically not determined necessarily by the voter turnout of the district. By the voter demographic or composition of the district, they're determined by turnout because typically they have, you know, I mean, in some cases as little as 5 or 10% turnout, you know, usually 15%, 20%, 25%, whereas a normal election, you know, is 50%, 60%. And so if you can do the turnout, if you can get those people out to vote, most people don't even realize that there's an election on April 1st in Florida.
Yeah, they absolutely do not.
And so this is critical stuff. If somebody wants to phone bank, if somebody wants to volunteer, how do they hook up with you to do that?
You can go straight to our website, gayforcongress.com.
Yep.
Yes, and join our team. Or if you are familiar with Mobilize, which most Democrats are, that's where you go to sign up to volunteer. You can go to Mobilize and look up Gay Vallimont, and there are plenty of opportunities. And I want to tell your listeners, Pensacola is beautiful this time of year. So please come into district and help us. It's all hands on deck.
Oh, that's great. If you want to have a couple of weeks of sun, you know, fun in the sun and saving democracy at the same time.
Exactly.
Reach out to Gay Vallimont at Gay for Congress, GayForCongress.com on the website, or Gay for Congress on Blue Sky, Twitter, etc. Gay, thanks so much and good luck.
Thank you so much, Tom. I really appreciate you talking about the special election.
Oh, my pleasure. Keep us up to date. And, you know, a couple weeks down the road, let's get you back on again, okay?
Perfect. Thanks.
Great. Thank you so much. 43 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with your calls. We've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes, so why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural, plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease that nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. My favorite products are the sleep products. They're just great. Once you try it, you'll wonder how you ever got by without it. With over 2 million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 20% with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. At cbdistillery.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that really delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use that code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for a free trial. That's ShipStation.com, code Tom.
It's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away. Don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. It's misleading. It's wrong. It's the sign you're confused. It will rot your brain and make you mean. Turn off the noise and see the truth unseen. They profit from division and from the seeds of hate. They turn our friends to enemies and twist the public fate.
Welcome
they
back, shout with indeed. Stephen in Hartford, Kentucky. Hey, Stephen, what's on your mind today?
I'm doing great. You know, I used to travel in Russia, and the people are great. The leader, not so much.
Yeah, that's kind of the history of the last two centuries there.
I was just wondering, with Musk stealing our Social Security information, should I start getting mine by mail and change banks, or does that make any difference?
You know, I've read online that some people are doing that because their bank is registered with Social Security, but then, of course, if you've got direct deposits, you've got to just go back in and re-register, and that things might get lost in the maelstrom, no pun intended.
I'd switch banks.
Yeah. Yeah, but then, you know, you would have to give that new bank information to Social Security if you want to continue to get direct deposit. I was wondering yesterday, I got an alert from LifeLock, you know, that somebody had looked at my credit. It was actually me. I had to sign a DocuSign document, and you've got to do this, you know, verification of identity. And it pinged me. And I wondered, you know, if Elon Musk, and, you know, it does this, you know, these systems, there's a bunch of them out there you can subscribe to. That watch your credit reports and things, or tell you when your Social Security number has been found on the dark web, you know. And I was wondering if LifeLock is having to notify people that Elon Musk has given their Social Security information to a bunch of teenage hackers, including some who are associated with apparently with actual criminal hacking groups. And you know, to the best of my knowledge, the answer is no, but. You know, wild stuff. So, Stephen, I would not go that far right now, but...
I would also switch to getting it by mail and not let them redo it again.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I see what you're saying. That way they wouldn't have your banking information at all. I think that's probably overkill right now, and I have a feeling that much of this is going to be stopped. The American people are starting to wake the hell up, but, you know, give it another couple of weeks, and maybe my answer will be different. Stephen, thank you for the call. Lamont in Philadelphia. Hey, Lamont, what's up?
Good afternoon to you, Tom.
Hey, Lamont.
And everyone. How are you doing? You always spoke about, you know, you had an audience with the Pope. And are you able to ask an inquiry of him, and it's kept truth between yourself and him?
Yes, I did. I asked him a question. He gave me an answer, and I've never discussed it with anybody except my wife. Why?
Oh, no, I understand that.
This is Pope John Paul II, by the way.
Okay, my question would have been to him, what's up with the Black Madonna?
Yeah, I didn't think to ask him that. But
for me, that would have been mine.
Well, John Paul II, you know, as conservative as he was also a big advocate of Catholic outreach in Africa. So I think he would have been all in favor of the Black Madonna, Lamont.
It has to go all the way back to where the church began. What's up with the Black Madonna?
There you go.
But second question, I had a book signing with the former president, Jimmy Carter, and I don't know any nuclear engineers. He's on the submarine. So I went there just to ask a particular question. I think he was a good president, but it's the presidency. What's up with nuclear submarines? Are they able to detect earthquakes? He looked up at me and said, yes, they are. Why do you ask? I said, it's because of the tsunami. And they let all those people die. It's not just the United States. Everyone has to.
Interesting conversation. Lamont, thanks for sharing that. Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Well, April 1st is the state Supreme Court race.
In Wisconsin?
And Musk has given, yes, April 1st. We got a controversy here because Elon Musk has given $2 million. It was reported on Madison News last night, WKOW, Brad Schimmel's the Republican versus Susan and Cropper, the Democrat. April 1st election, so we got Musk in Wisconsin now buying ads that are kind of like lying, you know, lie ads about this misinformation and that.
Yeah.
And they had Ben Winkler on. They had Ben Winkler on TV last night doing his opinion of it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Musk is in Wisconsin trying to win the race for state supreme judge for Brad Schimmel.
Yeah.
So Wisconsinites, get out there and vote.
Yeah, and double check your voter registration right now, because you know, typically I don't know the dates for Wisconsin. I had them for Florida. The early voting is March 22nd to the 29th, and the deadline to register is March 20th. But whatever it is,
so
in Wisconsin,
Musk is trying to buy the election now locally in states now.
Yep, absolutely. Well, he did that, you know, when Joni Ernst in Iowa was waffling about the Pete Hegseth, the defense secretary. Musk went into Iowa and bought, I think it was $10 or $20 million worth of enormous amount of advertising on television, you know, to persuade her. Basically, his way of saying, "We can take you down." This guy, you know, thinks of himself as a kingmaker or as a king. Mike, thank you for the call. Cliff in Santa Clarita, California. Hey, Cliff, what's up?
Oh, good morning, Tom.
Hey.
I hope.
Yeah. So far, so good.
To any of your listeners that support the occupant of this White House and for some reason aren't aware of his past, just want to address his lack of morals and lack of character. Forgive me for being redundant because you know all this stuff and mostly everybody listening knows all this stuff, but I just want to give them a quick reminder. Based on the Access Hollywood tape, we know where he likes to grab women. He was convicted of sexual assault of Eugene Carroll, including digital rape. He had sex with Stormy Daniels when his wife was 4 or 5 months pregnant. He had a 10-month affair with Karen McDougal, a Playboy playmate. Close to 24 other women have accused him of sexual assault or groping, and I believe every one of them. He was good buddies with convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, good enough buddies to fly on his plane several times.
And was visiting his mansion regularly, apparently, in New York City.
Exactly. And one that doesn't get mentioned, Tom, hardly ever, is when he, in 1997, Miss Teen USA pageant, where he knowingly walked into their dressing room to get a little peek.
Not just knowingly, he bragged about it. He bragged about it. I think it was to Howard Stern, as I recall. I could be wrong, but...
Exactly. He's a sexual deviant, a sexual predator. And real quick, the $25 million judgment for Trump University and the most ungodlike guy ever, hawking Bibles for $59 that are made in China for $5.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Cliff. Well said. It's Anything Goes Friday, Anything Goes Weekend. I'll be back with your calls for the next couple of hours. I have a few news stories to share with you, but it's just you and me. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome RogerEbert.com film critic Mariah Gates for some Oscar talk, and entrepreneur Chad Franker joins the show to talk about a new program to combat loneliness.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano, purging the Pentagon. President Trump has dismissed a range of high-ranking officials at the Defense Department.
President Trump has fired Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, and the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Lisa Franchetti. General Brown had been named by President Biden as the military's top officer and principal military advisor to the president just 16 months ago. Trump also fired the Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force and the top uniformed lawyers for the Army, Navy, and Air Force. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Trump said he's nominating retired Air Force Lieutenant General Dan Kane, nicknamed Raisin Kane, to be the next Joint Chiefs Chairman. Across the country from the Pentagon, firing the fire chief.
I just met with Chief Crowley and removed her as fire chief.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass is giving two reasons for Kristen Crowley's firing 6 weeks after the devastating Palisades fire.